Welcome, please come in and take a seat. Or better yet, lie down on the couch. It will make things easier. Nobody's going to bother us here for an hour or so. The office is all ours. You may refer to me as Miss Lilith, but you won't have to do much speaking, to be honest. I already know why you're here. I already know how I'm going to help you. So, just relax back on the couch and listen carefully to my words. I know that you've been having trouble focusing. I know that you've exhausted all other options, and that this may be your very last. But trust me when I say you won't need to be searching for much longer. I'm very good at what I do. I've helped countless of people unlock their potential. I have a way of getting inside your head, a way of manipulating your subconscious mind into helping you, whether you know it or not. You've come to the very best, and I'm going to do my very best to help you. But for that to happen, you need to listen carefully and follow my directions. You must really desire for this to happen. You must commit to my commands. Now, I'm going to use a little bit of hypnotherapy to move things along. You don't need to know how this will work, only that with but the power of simple suggestion, your world will change for the better. It's all in the intent. And I know you want this just as much as I do, so your mind will make it happen. You can close your eyes now. Adjust your body in any way you need to get comfortable, and feel the surface beneath you shift to accommodate your weight. Just let yourself relax a little bit further. Let me take you deep down into a place where tension doesn't exist, where it doesn't want to exist, where it doesn't need to exist. Keep your eyes closed, letting them rest for the duration of this session, and notice how you're starting to breathe deeper and slower, allowing each inhale to bring you down further, and each exhale to release any stress or strain you may be feeling. You won't be needing those here. You won't ever really need them again. They are not essential to your ever-growing state of joy and calm. Now, the longer you listen to my voice and my words, the better you will feel, and the deeper you will go, and the more relaxed you will be. I have that effect on people. It's a talent of mine, one of many. Another talent of mine includes the ability to direct the mind, to show it where it needs to go, which strings of thought it should pursue. And we're going to do that now. I'm going to help you direct your thoughts in the best way possible. I'm going to pull at them, push at them, and allow them to fall naturally into where they need to be. Because you desire my help. You desire to follow along, if only because you're curious where I'll lead you. And trust me when I say that where I'll be taking you now, you will enjoy immensely. They always do. till the very end. Now, focus, sweetie, and listen carefully to my words. I want you to just follow my directions. I know it may be difficult at times, and you'll want to take a break, but please, for me, just follow along. Listen and follow. Lend me your mind for just a little while. First, I want you to focus on your entire body and how relaxed it's becoming, more so every second you're here listening. Take it all in. Allow your mind to loosely scan yourself from head to toe, unmindful of any single part or any single sensation. Just feel alive in the moment. Take care to breathe deeply and slowly and naturally, breathing in and breathing out, feeling good and relaxed, feeling that breath draw deeper into your lungs, filling them with calming, gleeful energy. Pay attention to the air as it enters your airways and carries oxygen to your blood cells. Pay attention to the rhythmic in and out as you allow yourself to truly feel this vital function of your subconscious mind. Pay attention to how it makes you feel, how it makes you feel good and relaxed and existing in the moment, as if nothing else could possibly exist. Just breathe in and out, keeping your attention focused on each inhale, each chest expansion, and each exhale. Allow it to lull your conscious mind deeper into a sort of self-aware trance, and the more you focus, the easier it becomes, and the easier it becomes, the better it feels. Keep your mind focused on that wonderful breathing as you start to split your attention. I want you to now start paying attention to your heartbeat as well. Keep your breathing in focus as you feel your heartbeat slow a little. Keep your mind on your inhales as you focus on your very unique heart rhythm. Keep your mind on your exhales as you focus on how each heartbeat distributes more and more blood along your entire body. Simply keep relaxing further as your attention splits between your breath and your heart, keeping both processes in mind, neither one more important. It's easy, it's effortless, as is everything I've told you to do so far. It's easy to focus on my voice and my words and on your breathing patterns and on your heartbeat. And the longer you keep this up, the easier it becomes and the more tired you start to feel. Keeping everything in mind, I want you to now add another point of focus: your forehead. Focus on your forehead now, and how any tension that you may have had there starts to disperse. So keep your attention on your breathing, your heartbeat, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, the loosening of your forehead. Feel the wrinkles smooth out. Feel the relaxation deepen. Now, think of your left hand. Focus on your left hand. Focus on the position it's in, how you don't want to move it, how much heavier it's getting, and how much calmer you're feeling. There are a few things now that you must focus on, so pay attention to your breathing, the beat of your heart, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, the calm of your forehead, and your left hand. Keep them all in mind, none more important than any other, all equally as demanding on your conscious mind. To make things easier now, you may switch between focus points, going from one to another in order. So focus on your breathing, then the beat of your heart, then the sound of my voice, then the words that I say, then the calm of your forehead, then the heaviness of your left hand, and then start all over again and continue doing so, over and over again, never letting your mind rest, because there is always something that needs your attention, something tugging at your mind, right here and right now. So continue cycling through them, even as you pay attention to them all at once in some small way, even as we add your right foot into the rotation. So now you've got the depth of your breath, the steady beat of your heart, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, the calm of your forehead, the heaviness of your left hand, and the numbness of your right foot. And it just keeps going on and on, one after another, your mind never stopping, never resting, jumping from one part to the other. You can feel your mind growing tired, wanting to just let go. But first we're going to add your right shoulder to the mix. So focus on that for me, sweetie. Feel how much heavier it becomes, how the tension smooths over. Focus on how your mind jumps from your breathing to your heartbeat, to the sound of my voice, to the words that I say, to your forehead, to your left hand, to your right foot, and then your right shoulder. And then the cycle begins again and again, wearing you down bit by bit. Oh, don't worry, it'll be over soon enough, because it's all just too tiresome to keep up with. But for now, turn your mind to your left calf. Feel it tense and release, and feel the numbness spread, and feel it relax. It feels so good, doesn't it, sweetie? Your mind just keeps cycling, never given a rest. Just keep cycling through the thoughts of your breathing, your heartbeat, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, your forehead, your left hand, your right foot, your right shoulder, and now your left calf. It just keeps coming and coming, even as your entire body relaxes further and further, getting closer to that complete oblivion, to that wholly tired out state of mind, getting harder and harder to keep up. But you continue to do so anyway, for me. And now focus on your jaw. Enjoy that slack feeling. Enjoy how much the relaxation spreads outwards from your jaw and into your neck and up your cheeks, feeling so tired now, wanting to stop and give your mind a rest. But now your thoughts are stuck on a loop, paying attention to your breathing, your heartbeat, the sound of my voice, the words that I say, your forehead, your left hand, your right foot, your right shoulder, your left calf, your jaw, your neck, and your cheeks. And it just keeps on coming and coming. It's so tiring keeping track of it all. It's so exhausting having to cycle through it all over and over again and still keep each part in mind individually. You just want to let go and welcome oblivion. It's a need now, but it's not time yet, sweetie. So keep listening and keep shifting your focus. Keep it up for a little while longer, never stopping. It's becoming so hard now, and you may be making mistakes, and that's okay. But I want you to add your back into the mix. Your back is so relaxed. It's loosened a numb sensation spreading outwards into your arms, your legs, and your stomach. It feels so good. But now your mind is shifting from your breathing to your heartbeat, to the sound of my voice, to the words that I say, to your forehead, to your left hand, to your right foot, to your right shoulder, to your left calf, to your jaw, to your neck, to your cheeks, to your back, to your arms, to your legs, and to your stomach. And it's just so exhausting. You're so close now, so close to being able to let go, to allowing your mind the rest it so deeply deserves. So close to that deep state of calm and relaxation. Because when you let go and allow your mind to rest, you will drop deep, deep into trance for me. You'll drop so deep that you'll almost forget you even have a physical body. You'll forget that there is anything in the world aside from the sound of my voice and the words that I say and how they make you feel. And you're at that point now, at that point where you do anything to be allowed to just stop, to let go. So when I do allow you to stop, allow your mind to break this tiring shifting of thoughts, you'll be as malleable as a newborn, open to all suggestion, open to my words, open to a whole new world of possibilities. And when you let go, you'll enter a state of such deep trance and such a suggestible state that nothing but my voice will matter. Nothing at all. My words will replace your will, replace your psyche, and it will feel so good, and you will feel so complete. So I'm going to count down from 5 now, and on the word sleep, I'll snap my fingers and your mind and body will all but vanish from your perception. You'll let go of this exhausting cycle and it'll feel so very good. And you'll feel so very relaxed. 5. Mind still shifting from thought to thought, tiring itself out further. 4. body parts needing to escape the reach of your thoughts. 3, wanting to let go so badly, so tired, so done with it all. 2, needing to just stop and sleep. Let go, sweetie. Let your thoughts go. Let the cycle crumble and disperse. Let your body go. Let your mind rest. It feels so very good to let go of your exhausted mind and allow your body to shift away from thoughts. There is only my voice and my words left now. Nothing else matters, so listen and obey. Listen and relax. Listen and enjoy the stillness of life, of this suspended moment in time. After all the work your mind had to do, it almost feels euphoric to have nothing at all to do now except listen, because your mind is done for now. Now it can just relax and allow me to direct your thoughts in a pleasant and natural way. So sleep a bit deeper now and open up. It's just a tired sparkle of your mind now, and the sound of my voice and the words that I say. You're breathing deeply and slowly now, aware of only what I say to you. But you can notice that even now, after all that, your breathing centers you. Your deep, steady breaths simply continue on, bringing more and more calm into your body, allow you to let go more and more as time passes. Deep breaths always do this, even when you aren't focusing on them, because that's just how the human body works. Deep, slow breaths always calm you down and allow you to find that serenity within you. That serenity which is always with you at all times. No matter what you're doing, no matter what's happening, taking deep, slow breaths always brings you back to the moment and fills you with a calming, almost supernatural energy. But you don't need to pay attention to that now, sweetie. With each second, you're losing sight of your bodily functions, because I don't need you to focus on anything except my voice and my words. For now, just let go further and know that you can have a piece of this calm, relaxed state of being whenever you need it, simply by taking deep, slow breaths. It will happen automatically, effortlessly. So while you're not paying attention to your breathing much, it will always be there, in the background, pulling you deeper in, pulling you deeper into calm, pulling you deeper into the embrace of my voice and my words. What you're feeling now, this totally relaxed and pleasant state of being, is always within reach. But I'm going to make it easier for you, sweetie. I'm going to use your current suggestible state of trance, your currently very open mind, to create a trigger or to strengthen one. Each time you hear me say the word sleep, with a snap of my fingers, you'll return to this state of open-mindedness, this state of calm, this state of deep hypnotic trance. And each time you hear it, each time you feel it, you'll only drop deeper and deeper and become more and more suggestible. Each time it will work better. Each time you listen, you enjoy more and more how it drops you and how it allows you to let go, how it turns your mind to mush, how it turns your mind into a receptacle for my voice and my words. So sleep and drop. Sleep and let go. Sleep and open up to my voice and the words that I say. Sleep and drift ever so deeper. Sleep and feel everything that you are, all your thoughts and emotions, all your reason crumble before my will. Just listen now, listen and obey. Allow my words to mark your mind in ways unthinkable, in ways immeasurably pleasurable. Just sleep for me, sweetie.